This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's promised in the past to put the first black woman on the Supreme Court. He'll get his chance now that Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring, according to sources. He's 83. Both men reportedly will appear together at the White House today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As a candidate, he pledged to pick the first black female justice.
And certainly stands by that.
That's as far as spokeswoman Jen Psaki will go, noting Breyer has not actually announced his retirement.
I'm not going to speak to any considerations, preparations, lists.
Naming another liberal to replace Breyer would not shift the court's 6-3 conservative majority, but picking a black woman would make high court history.
The U.S. and NATO have told Russia they will not agree to Moscow's main demands to resolve the crisis over Ukraine. Will COVID ever end? A new AP poll finds that 83% of respondents say, as far as they're concerned, the pandemic will be over when it's just a mild illness. The AP's Jackie Quinn says more Americans are taking precautions against COVID now.
Overall, 64% of respondents in a new AP NORC poll say they are always or often avoiding large groups, and 65% are wearing face masks around others. That's a big jump, 57% higher than in December. 60% say they're regularly avoiding non-essential travel, 7% more than a month ago. That level of precaution is the highest since last spring, before millions of Americans were fully vaccinated.
Global stock markets and Wall Street futures sank this morning after the Federal Reserve indicated it will raise interest rates soon to cool inflation. Jeopardy mega champion Amy Schneider lost last night to a Chicago librarian. This is AP News. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has more on Amy Schneider's loss last night on Jeopardy.
There's a new Jeopardy champion, something we haven't been able to say for a couple of months now.
You're going to finish in second place with 19,600.
It's 40 and done for Jeopardy champ Amy Schneider. She's been dethroned after a whopping 8 weeks of domination on the popular TV game show.
Roan Talsma, you are our new Jeopardy champion. With a one-day total of $29,600.
$10,000 better than Schneider's. It was one of the few times that she entered Final Jeopardy without a runaway lead. Her 40-game run ends with $1.4 million in prize money, putting her in the pantheon of all-time Jeopardy greats, including Ken Jennings, who hosted the show that saw her streak end. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Sales of new single-family homes in December rose to the highest level in 10 months. That's according to the Commerce Department. The latest figures there. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.